heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madanishin We once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم Before we proceed let me mention that inshallah in this program we have few segments and in this program we discuss the personality of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's character, akhlaq, as well as different dimensions from the biography of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And in one segment, we see that how Sahaba ikram, awliya Allah, they did try to mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. How did they copy Rasulullah alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As the best role model for us is the personality of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to follow. So we should follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to better this world and the hereafter. And there is one segment in which we also learn a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take it as a challenge to implement within our lives. So much to learn in the light of Quran, Hadith, as well as the biographies of our pious predecessors, how they did the best, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Before we proceed towards our topic and segments, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir Fahr Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions before we perform any personal task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention, you'll watch this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from beginning till end. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from beginning till end. Inshallah, today we've got our first segment in our program, and the first segment of the program is role model moments. Let's take that, and inshallah, we'll continue from there. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Many respected viewers of Madani Channel. Today, inshallah, we will listen one beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in very much detail. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sahabi Rasul radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that once it was the gathering of Noor and the final messenger of Allah, Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He was sitting, and Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan, they were also present in the court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Meanwhile, a person came and said, Assalamu alaykum. Beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, said, Ashrun, meaning for him are 10 good deeds. After some time, there was another person who came and said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ashrun, meaning for him are 20 good deeds. And after some time, there was another person who came. He said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Upon this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Thalathun, meaning for him are 30 good deeds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, respectivos, did you listen? What a beautiful hadith this is. Allah, Rabbul Alameen's karam and fadl upon the sinners like us, right? A task of just few seconds, right? It's not even hard to do. Okay, it's not something that we have to take some sort of burden on us. Okay. And even we will not even move our body, just we have to move our tongue, right? Subhanallah. And only the part of our tongue, the organ, which is easy to move, the tongue, right? We have to move that. And upon saying the few words, Assalamu alaikum, we'll be able to get 10 good deeds. Now, if we have got a little bit more understanding, a little bit more additional words, if we can add, and we say, Warahmatullah, then good deeds will add to 20, subhanAllah. And then a little bit more effort if it is done. And it is also said, Wabarakatuh, then 30 deeds are recorded for a person who says salam completely. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, can you imagine great amount of reward one can easily attain if he says as described by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, respected viewers, if we just analyze and we figure out, maybe to some of the viewers it could seem that 30 deeds are not quite few, right? And it doesn't hold quite a bit of significance, right? A whisper of shaitan could come, or maybe somebody could think like that. Now, respected viewers, if you just look at that, what is the importance of even one deed, then you will understand that what is the worth of 30 deeds. It is mentioned in a hadith on the day of judgment when a person will come with his good deeds. Now, and he will also come with sins, like whatever nama amal he would have, good or bad, he will come. And hisab, accountability will begin. Now, good deeds will be eliminated with his bad deeds, with his sins, right? That would be the compensation. And for example, 10 good deeds and 10 bad deeds or sins, then 10 good deeds will go against 10 sins. Allahu Akbar. Like this, the good deeds will remove the bad deeds. Now, at the end, that individual who would be giving his accountability, his hisab, he will be left with only one good deed. Just one good deed. Allahu Akbar. And just because of that one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him Jannah. He will get entry in Jannah just because of that one good deed. Respecting this, subhanAllah, this is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmat da darya ilahi har dam wagda tera. Je ik qatra bakhshe mainu. Kam dar jandai mera. No doubt. Even just one good deed. Subhanallah and Jannah. So then you will understand the reality, the importance, the significance, the worth of just one deed. Probably we do not give much importance to that in this dunya. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Now imagine, what about 30 good deeds? What we have to say? We say Assalamu Alaikum. Why can't we add Wa Rahmatullahi? And why can't we add Wa Barakatuh? Easily we can attain, subhanAllah, many, many deeds. Now, let me mention one more point here. SubhanAllah, in Jannah, just one brick of Jannah has such a great value that whole world's wealth, if that is gathered, that one brick of Jannah cannot be bought. It is still more expensive, right? Allahu Akbar. This is the worth of just one brick of Jannah. Now you can imagine what would be the worth of a whole Jannah itself. Just one brick cannot be bought with the entire wealth of this dunya, this world. But look at the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Just because of one good deed, the subhanallah, palaces of Jannah can be bought. Now can you compare the worth of one deed which can buy you palaces of Jannah and a whole entire universe's wealth, the earth's wealth cannot buy a single brick of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Now you will understand the worth of 30 good deeds when you do get them by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 30 deeds. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, we are not haris of good deeds. Right? We are not eager. We don't yearn to get more deeds. Probably that's the reason we do not consider the amount of deeds what we can easily attain. Now, there are some people, they get up in the morning and they start talking. They're too talkative. Right? And for no reason, they keep on talking, and maybe in them talks, gossips, and all sorts of lies and backbiting, tale-telling, slandering. Whatever comes in our mouth, we keep on saying, isn't it? There are some people, they are more into that. But why it is hard for us to say salam completely? Whereas we talk too much. And maybe some of the talk which is haram to talk, some of them are useless ones. But it becomes hard for us to add wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu in salam. Why? Because shaitan doesn't let us do. Because he knows that if he or she starts doing it, he'll be getting more deeds. And you understood the worth of just one good deed recently I just explained to you. So as believers, as Muslims, whenever we meet, we see each other, we should not just say Assalamu alaikum, rather we should say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Nisa, verse number 86. And when you are greeted with a greeting of peace, then reply with a better greeting or say the same. So this is how Quran has also taught us. Quran has guided us what is the way to say salam, right? You should greet with better reply, or at least reply with the same words. These are the instructions, hukam of Quran, Quran Majid, Furqan Hamid. Now, anyone he says salam to us, if he says assalamu alaikum, what should we reply with? Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. With better words. And if he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then you should say Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is better reply, isn't it? No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take hisab, everything. Will be held accountable for each and every act we do. And everyone will be rewarded accordingly for the deeds they are doing. Now let me tell you, respected viewers, according to this ayah mubarakah, Surah Nisa, verse number 86, the recitation in the translation, what we've just heard, one important ruling, we also understand that replying salam is wajib, right? It is necessary. It is wajib to reply salam. Nowadays, people are very lazy when it comes to reply salam. Even they don't reply with the same words, Allahu Akbar. And some who say, who reply, who greet with salam, they end up pronounce that incorrectly, right? Wrong. And some, they just move their lips and they think that salam is done. And very quietly they say, wa alaikum. And some, they just raise their hands or wave their hands. Okay, that's the way they greet. They do not reply with wa alaikum as-salam or wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They will just wave hand or raise their hands, or maybe through their gestures, or they say, they will just move their lips. But respect viewers, because of this, they get deprived of the deeds they could get. And in certain cases, they end up becoming sinful, because if they're not following the wajib, if it is necessary for them to do. Remember this point, saying salam is sunnah, whereas replying it is wajib. And if someone did not reply at all, right, without any valid Islamic reason, okay, he did not give instant reply, there was no excuse, then that person will be sinful. So whoever listens anyone saying salam, we should at least reply with an audible voice. Other person can hear what we have said, how we responded to the greeting. And if he said assalamu alaikum, at least we should reply with the same words, assalamu alaikum or wa alaikum assalam. Or we can add better words as we have learned, and we can increase the amount of good deeds. Respectfully, we are watching program Mirror the West. We are learning from Quran and Sunnah, the greetings of believers, Muslims. How do we greet? How do we meet and how do we greet? And in this program, why do we talk about this? Because we want to follow the footsteps of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem, Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. We want to mirror the best. So why don't we mirror Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's life? And especially this aspect of the life, the greetings of believers and Muslims. And we also follow the way Quran and the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam guides us to. Let me tell how a sahabi was told by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding our Islamic greetings. There was one sahabi called Abu Rashid Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala an. So the first time he presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that I was quite young at that time. My age was not like quite big. So when I reached the court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, according to the tradition of Arabs, I said, an'im sabahan, which probably means in English language, good morning. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, this is not the salam of Muslims. I said, then what shall I say? It was said, when you meet Muslims, you should say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Subhanallah. Hence, he said as he was guided, then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam responded the greeting. Likewise, once a non-believer, he came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and according to his own tradition and customs, he said, an'im sabahan, okay, may you have a good morning. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us with a better way of salam, subhanallah, greeting. And our tahiyyat, meaning the etiquette of meeting and greeting, is salam. This is the same tradition and way of people of Jannah too. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained the Islamic way of greeting And even the people of Jannah, how would will they greet each other? That was also guarded. So being believers, being Muslims, whenever you meet any Muslim brother, fellow brother, alhamdulillah, you should greet with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. With this intention, these are the instructions of Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Lord Azza wa Jal has instructed me to say with the same words or better words, and my Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has taught me the words of salam and the greetings, and I should mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wasalam in this way. Respected viewers, unfortunately, nowadays Muslims are abandoning their own tradition, their own customs, and the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, just because they want to become more modern. They want to follow the people, how they are living their lifestyle and which way, whether it's right or wrong, they're heading to, and they're just following them. But remember, what is the best path of piety, path of Jannah, path of success, is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we greet nowadays, we say, how are you? How are you doing? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Thank you. And this is how we start greeting. Fair enough, you can use these words if you want. But as a believer, as a Muslim, the very first kalam should be Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Awwal salam ba'd kalam. So first salam, and then you will say any conversation or kalam. And then you can ask, how are you? How are your kids? How's family? Whatever you would like to start with the conversation. But that should be afterwards. The first greeting must be with salam. As a believers, as a Muslim, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Respected viewers, if further we talk about that, some people, they just raise their hands and they move their lips, as we earlier discussed. That's also not the right way. We should greet with these beautiful words, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We've heard a hadith, Ataka Kareem alayhi salatu salam, when to him it was said, An'im sabahan, meaning good morning. And he was guided. His tarbiyah was done. And Islamic greetings were taught, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In Abu Dawud Sharif, there is a hadith as of Imran bin Husayn radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that in the time of ignorance, we used to say, An'am Allahu bika aynan, meaning, may Allah grant coolness to our eyes through you. Or we would say, An'im sabahan, may you have good morning. So Deen Islam, okay, subhanAllah, stopped us saying these greetings and taught us Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Views of Madani Channel, you're watching Mirror the Best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Islamic greetings Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu has a few great specialities, and inshallah I will try to explain that. In the time of ignorance, people, they used to greet with this word, Hayyakallah, may you live long. Okay, Allah keep you alive. This is a dua, right? It's a good dua. But without afiyah, right? Without goodness, without peace and tranquility, so life is not good. The people, if they have good life, but it's not with afiyah, right? With tranquility. For example, you could go and see any sick or ill person. Okay? And then he will tell you his or her grief. And when you go to the hospitals, you see that how many people are there, they are alive. But the difficult time in life they are going through, they can only tell you. Allahu Akbar. But what Islam has taught us, at the time of meeting, don't just give dua of the life, that may Allah keep you alive, but say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah. Meaning, in this dunya, in qabr, grave, hashr on the day of judgment, pul sirat, bridge of sirat, wherever you are or will be, may the peace follow you, or may you get tranquility and peace. May peace be upon you. Subhanallah. Every moment, whether it is morning or afternoon or evening or night, subhanallah, may peace be with you. Subhanallah. So, and not only that, not only peace, the rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And barakahs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may they keep on showering upon you everywhere, every time, wherever you are. May peace be with you. What a comprehensive dua. Prayer it is. Whenever you meet your fellow Muslim brother, that's how you greet. Subhanallah. Respect you. So without any further thinking here or there, you should start making this beautiful salam common amongst us. Okay? And inshallah, what will happen? That whole society will turn to good, inshallah, after following the sunnah of Rasulullah. In Tirmidhi, there is one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever would imitate non-believers, he is not amongst us. Hence, do not copy the ways or traditions of non-Muslims. So, further, some non-Muslims only with their fingers, right, they say salam, or by waving their hands. So, you should avoid those methods or those ways of greeting. So, this is how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked us, and it clearly instructed that we should not follow the greetings of non-believers. Rather, we should follow our own greetings, Islamic greetings, which is comprehensive dua. It is a beautiful tradition to follow. And when we have to mirror, why shouldn't we mirror the best, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Respectively, further, we learn that because this is the program, it is called Mirror the Best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the best path to follow is also the path of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The best tradition to follow is also the tradition, the custom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is the best role model for us to follow. Remember this, that khayrul hadi hadi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, the best hidayah is that guidance, that which you get through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respectful salam is a priceless ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? It has got such a great effect and impact. Whenever we say salam to someone, subhanallah, it has got its effect. Right? It straight away goes into someone's heart and it creates an impact. Let me share a hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard. Aka alayhi salatu taslim said, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You cannot enter Jannah until you embrace faith. Right? You become Muslim. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And you cannot become kamil believer, perfect believer, unless you do not create love amongst you. And then said, shall I not tell you that thing? If you act upon, then the love between or amongst you will increase. And it was then said, afshu salama baynakum, make salam common amongst you. Subhanallah. So if we want to enter Jannah, what is the way forward? We have to embrace Islam. We need to believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to believe the essentials of the Islam in totality, what Quran and Hadith has instructed. We need to believe in that. We need to believe in Islam. We need to bring faith upon Allah and His Habib alayhi salatu wa sallam, right? And if we want to become then kamil believer, perfect believer, what is instructed, we need to create muhabba, love amongst us. And then the solution was also given by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam. How will this love prevail? Will be an easy solution given to, by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam, is that we should say salam to each other. We should make this salam common. Respective viewers, Hazrat Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, once he gave a nasiha advice to his son. He said, whenever you pass by any nation, so you should throw an Islamic arrow upon them. What is this Islamic arrow? Auf bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala says, from it he meant salam. Meaning when you will say salam, so your salam will be filled with love. Okay, and that arrow of salam filled with love will straight away go into the heart of that individual, and it will increase the love between you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Havas ne kar diya hai tukde tukde nau insaan ko, akhuwat ka baya ho ja, mohabbat ki zaba ho ja. Respectively, in our gatherings or at home, in the, you could have seen if the kids, they start fighting, we say, okay, just forget everything, just say salam, just hug, just shake hands and say salam to each other. Okay? And this is how we try to resolve issues, isn't it? Subhanallah. Now, if you meet someone with whom, if you had any argument or fight, okay, but just don't say salam, but say salam with wholeheartedly, inshallah, that person's heart will become softened also. If you start first, and if you meet wholeheartedly, say salam, it has its own impact and effect. And inshallah, you will see its effect, that other person will, inshallah, try to come towards you, or his heart will be softened, inshallah. Nowadays, there's no tranquility, there's no peace. The people are fighting, people are having arguments, they are not meeting to each other, and they've got enmity, animosity, hatred. Okay, this is something that's very common nowadays. To husband and wife, see, and family members, even parents and children, the relatives, then you go out and you've got neighborhood. And everywhere in society, people are not willing to tolerate. And they've got hatred in them. What is one of the reasons, one of the main fundamental reasons that we've abandoned this beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is salam? Because when we say salam, it will definitely increase love between us. And then we'll be able to become kamil believers, inshallah. So, because we have left the solution, we are not taking medicine, how can we become cured? Some people, they do not even know how to pronounce the basic Islamic greeting. They say, Assalamu alaikum. What is Assalamu alaikum? Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. That's how they say it. Okay? Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum. It is Assalamu alaikum. This is proper pronunciation. We don't even know how to pronounce salam. This is our condition. How will we get the benefits, the barakas of that greeting which we don't even know how to pronounce? It's not an excuse that I don't know. We know how to eat. We know how to count notes. We know how to go to work. We know our job. We know our work. We are studying students. We know what we are reading. Sadly, very unfortunately, if we don't know anything, is our deen proper. To the extent that even we don't know how to recite Shahada or say Salam properly for the Islamic brothers. If we will try, definitely. We can learn many languages, isn't it? People are very smart nowadays. They can learn many softwares or even applications on the phones. They're using phones. gadgets, computer, and so many other things which are far more difficult than just learning how to pronounce salam properly. So if you try, man jadda wajada. You try, you can, inshallah, learn it and get it. It is in Hadith Pak that one of the signs of Qiyamah, Day of Judgment, which is mentioned, is that people will only say salam to those they know. And I think this is also quite common nowadays. We don't say salam to any other Muslim brother. He's walking on the streets or maybe walking on the road. We know he's a Muslim brother. We don't say salam. We only say salam to a person we know. Yeah, this is one of the signs of Qiyamah, Day of Judgment. Respective viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, will now listen another beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala, and he says that in Madinah Munawwara, the first kalam which I heard from the tongue of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that was, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, afshu salam, make salam common. Wa at'imu at'am, feed people. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ, and offer salah when people sleep at night. When they are sleeping at night, that time offer salah. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامِ, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامِ. So if you do these three works, then enter Jannah peacefully. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. How easy these tasks are. All we have to do is make salam common. When we're going out on the road, in the streets, meeting people, colleagues, friends, families, relatives, we know them or we don't know them, all we have to say is to salam. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. That's what we have to say. And then we have to feed people if we have got enough capability to feed others, to feed people, should do. And the time when it is night time and people are sleeping, we should get up. At least we can offer 2 rakat salah if possible, inshallah. If we do these three works, inshallah al-kareem, we will have entrance into Jannah, inshallah azza wa jal. Respected viewers, now inshallah we'll take one segment that is sticking to the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's take that segment in our program. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, in this segment we try and look how did Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, Awliya Allah, friends of Allah, pious believers, pious ones, they followed the best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How did they do that? Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala is a Sahabi Rasul. His Adati Kareema blessed habit was, whenever he would go out from his house, he would go to marketplace. Okay, so he would enter from one side, and while walking, he would get out of the marketplace from the other side, and he would go to his house. He would not stop at any shop. He would not look at any products, okay? And he would not ask for any prices. Allahu Akbar. He would not buy anything. He would just go and come back. That was his practice. Entering from the one side and getting out from the other side without buying or taking anything from the marketplace. One day, his ghulam, his slave, Hazrat Abu Rafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala, asked, Alija, what is this matter? You go to marketplace, you do not buy anything, you don't see anything. You go to bazaar, marketplace, you come back. And what is the reason behind this? He replied, I go there to say salam to people. Subhanallah. Meaning in bazaar, in the marketplace, there are many people. Okay. Hence, I go to the marketplace so that I go there and I say salam. And in return, I get the prayer of peace from them. And secondly, I want to earn as many good deeds as possible. Subhanallah. This was the jazba, this was the passion of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, subhanAllah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also grant us a bit of share from their seerah, from their life. How did they follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and instructions of Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, subhanAllah. All we need to say is Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Right? And inshallah, whether we know someone or not, as long as he is a Muslim believer, Ashiqa Rasul, we should say salam to him, inshallah. Inshallah, now we'll take one segment in our program, and that segment is the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Follow and revive. This is the name of the segment. Let's include that in our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Alhamdulillah, we have been learning about this beautiful sunnah anyway in this program. But in specific, one beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I would inshallah will explain. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's sunnah is to say salam. Yeah, it is mutlaqan sunnah, but aqa alayhi salatu wa salam would also say salam first, right? This is another instruction you can call, adab you can call. Okay, we have been instructed and we can say given targhib, encouraged. Yeah, that's the right word. So we can say salam first, right? Subhanallah. Salam is sunnah, but replying is wajib. Subhanallah. But this is that sunnah that the thawab wajibs is more than wajib. Subhanallah. Yeah. Its reward is more than wajib. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when two Muslims, they meet, and amongst them, one fellow Muslim says salam to his other fellow Muslim. Now, amongst them, the more closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who meets his fellow Muslim brother more wholeheartedly, more warmly. That individual is more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they shake hands, then 100 mercies are showered upon them. And 90 rahmas are for the one who did salam first, who was first to say salam. And 10 are for the one who shook hand, meaning who did say salam in reply. But the one who said first, he gets 90. So 90% deeds are for the one, in other words, or rahmas, in other words, are for the one who says salam first. So out of 100 rahmas, 90 are for the one who says first. So at least we can learn this beautiful encouragement from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will give us more rahmas. And another important ruling, remember, when you come, first you meet your fellow Muslim brother, you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And when you're leaving, you should also say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. On both occasions, yes. Sometimes we say, and when you're leaving, you just say, okay, goodbye, Allah Hafiz, Allah Hafiz. No. When you're meeting, at that time also, and when you're leaving, at that time also, both occasions, you should say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And now, that's all. Time is up. I'm also leaving. Let's end this program on the same greeting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.